Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome back to Radio Islam International after our iftar time. Right now is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Jazakallahu khairan for tuning in to Radio Islam International. It's time for Muslim Schools Quiz, Legends of Islam, hosted by Mulana Muhammad Kara. Let me firstly welcome Mulana. You're looking good, mashallah, today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana Swaib Sahib, yes, it was a very, very difficult day. I was telling my family, Swaib Sahib, regarding what actually happened today in the health and the diarrhea, and but we'll talk about this after air, Mali Swaib. We can't discuss this on air.
Yeah, no, it's not air material, but I think you need that lungi that you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, that lungi. When I went home last night also, you know, that lungi was, it kept coming to my mind. I was thinking, you know what, let's market it, Mali Swaib. Call it the lungi Bermuda.
Yeah, we go into business. And then we can take profit from there.
And then, yes, you want to buy one too from us? Okay, we got two orders so far, Mulana Swaib Sahib.
So just to let our listeners know, today we have two schools from Gauteng. Firstly, from Al-Aqsa, we have Samiha Bika Ibrahim. And Johannesburg Muslim School, we had Nabat Ali. Nabat Ali. These are our two participants, Al-Aqsa as well as Johannesburg Muslim School. Mulana, you can welcome them.
Let's welcome Al-Aqsa School, Samiha Bika Ibrahim. Samiha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Samiha.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah for asking. Welcome on board, okay, mashallah. Today, like Mulana Swaib Sahib, I'm saying we only have two contestants, and the second contestant is from Johannesburg Muslim School, Nabat Ali. Nabat, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh,
Mulana. We're going to change the format a little bit, okay? We're going to ask you some questions, and if you cannot answer, then you're going to have to give us some money. It's a fair deal, you know. It's a give and take situation. You can't just benefit, Mulana Swaib Sahib. It's got to be both sides, give and take.
Absolutely.
Like they say, nothing for Mahara.
For how many years we've been giving away?
Yeah, and we got nothing.
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 Yeah. Only shouting from Mulana Kara, that's all.
And no burger, no cold drink, no nothing. So it's time to pay back. Okay, so it's fine. Are you guys happy with that?
If they agree, we can go ahead.
Yeah, if you guys agree, then we can go ahead with it. Nabat, are you ready? And Samiha, do you agree on this, what we're telling you?
Jee, Mulana.
How much are you guys going to give us for every wrong, incorrect answer? Put the figures down, please.
50 cents. 5.
They take us very cheap, Mulana Swaib.
That's what Mulana is worth, 50 cents.
Yeah, what are we going to do? They take us very cheap, Mulana Swaib. But anyway, are you guys ready? 50 cents. Let's see how much you're going to answer. Samiha, are you ready, sister?
Yes, Mulana.
Okay, here goes your first question, okay? We're talking about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, and maybe one, two other questions.
Yeah.
Okay. What is werktuigkundige? No Googling? Sorry?
Mulana, I'm not too sure.
No, you got to give some answer. No Googling. Werktuigkundige. Samiha?
I'm not sure, Mulana.
Take a guess. You got to take. You got to say something.
An engineer.
Okay, she was close, Mulana Swaib.
Yeah, very close.
Very close. So you say it was close, Mulana Swaib. So what was the correct answer? Mulana Swaib, very quick to say things, you know. You say it was very close. Yeah. So what is the correct answer, my good friend, Mulana Swaib?
We have a second participant also ask Nabat if she knows the answer, Mulana. Then I'll give my answer.
I like the way you said close.
With confidence.
But you had no idea what we're talking about.
Very close to engineer.
Good one, Mulana Swaib. That's good thinking. You got to act sometimes clever.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's welcome Nabat Ali. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Samiha Bika, you got to give us 500 bucks each, okay? So your father's got to pay up that 1,000 rands. How he gets the money, not our concern. Nabat, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here goes your question. Vrygewig.
Jee?
Vrygewig.
Oh, engineer wants
to. My Afrikaans is bad.
No. It's good or bad. It's not my concern also, sister, but we want the answer. You are living in South Africa. You ought to know Afrikaans. Will you say, am I correct?
It's the second language they do in English.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're a teacher. You should know more. So what is meant by that, will you say?
No, let's ask Nabat first. We'll come back to me later on.
It's talking like a teacher. Important to learn. And yeah. All right, the challenge is out to you, Moli Soib, and to Nabat Ali. Nabat, Frey Chavach.
I don't know.
Take a chance.
Molina, our engineer wants to answer.
Yeah, engineer?
He says kissing.
Kissing?
Yeah.
What's kissing got to do with Frey Chavach, engineer?
Astaghfirullah.
Make two rakat tawbah namaz, boy. Spare money, sir.
Tell us the answer.
The engineers of Radio Islam behaving like that. See where the mind goes to.
Then what do you expect from
the listeners? What do you expect, you know?
From the listeners.
From the Ummad.
Yeah.
Frey Chavach. Engineer, it's not kissing. Take your mind away from dunya, put your mind to akhirat. It means generous.
Oh, mashallah.
Okay.
In the month of Ramadan.
In the month of Ramadan. Okay. I'm going to give you one tight clout, engineer. Okay, Nabat Ali, you got the answer? What is it, sister?
Generous.
Yeah, mashallah. So you're going to give us 1,000 rands and your friend's going to give us 1,000 rands. Will you say, Ipsap?
Gee, then we can retire also.
Our Eid is sorted out. Okay. Are you ready now, Sakina? Sorry, not Sakina. Samiha Bika. Here we go, sister. 10 seconds. You've got to answer quickly. In which city was Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi born?
In the city of Baghdad, Iraq.
MashaAllah. In Baghdad, in Basra. That is the correct answer, Mali Sahib. Yes. 1 point your way, sister.
Yes, so to remind our listeners, today the legend is Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, one of the third imams. We started with Imam Abu Hanifa. Yesterday was we done a legend, and today the third legend is Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh. Let's move on to Nabat Ali from Johannesburg Muslim School. Are you ready for your first question, Nabat?
Two.
Your question is, which Arab tribe did his family come from?
The Shayban tribe.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Studied very hard, read the book as well. It is the Shayban tribe. MashaAllah. 1 point to each contestant. Keep it up, okay? Here we go. Samiha, second question. Are you ready?
For 2 points.
For 2 points, okay. What did Abdul Wahhab say about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi when he was asked about his knowledge?
He has not seen anyone like Ahmad ibn Hanbal in that he was a man who was asked about 60,000 questions and only answered by saying so-and-so and so-and-so related to us.
All right, you said it a bit too fast. You want to break it up for me and explain slowly, sister?
Mafulana, he said that he has
okay,
not seen...
Okay, I'm just playing. We got the answer, sister. We got the answer. MashaAllah. So what do you say, sir? He was a man... Are you listening?
Yes.
Can I have your attention, Melissa, please?
I'm taking our notes.
Once. Okay, good boy. Mm. He was a man who was asked 60,000 questions and only replied by saying, so and so narrated to us, subhanAllah, meaning only through hadith narrations. Imagine, Melissa, Ipsab.
SubhanAllah, that was the level of knowledge.
Level of knowledge, and it took you 8 months to memorize Surah Fatiha. What a difference. Okay, but we all learn, Malik, so don't be shy of it.
Yeah, you must never give up.
Don't ever give up. Learn from the cradle to the grave. Okay, here we go, Malik Sahib.
Nabat Ali, are you ready for your second question for 2 points?
Two.
Complete the following hadith. Show mercy to the inhabitants of the earth. Irhamu man fil ardh. Irhamukum man fil samah.
MashaAllah, Mali Sahib. 1 point for you as well. Okay.
Another 50 cent coming.
Irhamu man fil ardh. Irhamukum man fil samah. What happened to your 50 cents, Nabat?
Chi.
Okay. You heard the hadith, irhamu man fil ardi, irhamukum man fis sama. SubhanAllah, beautiful hadith. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Show mercy to the inhabitants of the earth. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in the asman, in the heavens, Allah Pak will have mercy upon you. Allah put this quality of mercy within all of us. Okay. Are we ready for the third question, Samiha?
Hello.
Okay. Here goes your question. True or false? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi passed away at age 77.
True.
MashaAllah. She's got full point on this.
Yes, four so far, mashallah. Let's move on to Nabat Ali for your third question. Are you ready for true or false?
True.
Your question is, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was a textile merchant. True or false?
False.
MashaAllah. What was his profession?
Bread seller.
SubhanAllah. He was a bread seller. And just see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him on his way. Riwayats have mentioned Uqman called that he's seen Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so many times in the dream. Will you say, am I correct?
100% yes.
MashaAllah. Here we go. Spell the word.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twee buffels met een kol doodgeskiet van ten.
Mulana, my Afrikaans is very weird.
Sorry?
My Afrikaans is very bad.
So what's bad, Molly?
She says your Afrikaans is very bad, Molana Kara.
My Afrikaans is
very bad.
Twee buffels, break it up, twee buffels met een kol doodgeskiet van ten. It's actually, I think, a small town in the northwest. Molly, do you want to attempt the meaning of it?
It's a small town.
Yeah.
Name of a small town.
Yeah, it's the name of a small town, but what led to the naming of the small town? Twee buffels met een kol doodgeskiet van ten. Not about kittens. Engineer, we're not talking kittens. Samiha, you want to try, sister?
Mulana, I'm not too sure.
Ask your papa.
Mulana, I'm not with you.
Okay. Let's break it up on this way.
Okay.
Two buffaloes.
Okay.
Met een kol, with one bullet.
Okay.
Doodgeskiet. So two buffaloes killed with one shot, one bullet. And they just added Fontaine and they called it a town.
Very interesting.
So very interesting. Normally a buffalo, when you say, you need about 7-8 shots to put it down, you know. So two buffaloes.
With one bullet.
Okay. Understand, Samiha?
Give us a history and background why that town was named after...
Because this buffalo was shot in that area, so they called the town...
But there were two buffaloes.
Yeah, so that's why it's called... Twee buffels met een kol doodgeskiet van ten. Okay, we'll name a town after you, Mori Sahib. Somewhere in India, right? Here goes your question. Sister Samiha Bika Ibrahim. You got a long name, sister. Here we go. Spell the word permeates.
P-E-R-M-E-A-T-E.
T-E?
P-E-R-M-E-A-T-E.
Correct.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Permeates, okay. So she's got all correct, what you say?
So far, yes, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Let's move on to Nabat Ali from Johannesburg Muslim School. Are you ready for your spelling word?
True.
Okay, spell the word orthodox.
O-R-T-H-O-D-O-X.
MashaAllah. Another point coming up your way. Will you say a reminder to all of our listeners, inshallah, tomorrow night, being Saturday night and Sunday night, we have the open line quiz, the Quran Kareem quiz, rather. So you can send us your names and if you want to participate, inshallah, we have approximately 30 contestants. We're going to choose from the 30, 40, two for tomorrow night and two for Sunday.
MashaAllah. Lots of people were inquiring about that, Mulana Kara. How can they participate?
Just to give them the number, it's 082
580-8070.
Okay, you know my number. 082-580-8070.
Yeah.
082-580-8070. And on the, what you call it, ID call?
True caller.
True caller, G. True caller. It should become Buzruk.
Just search for that.
Just search for it, yeah.
Inshallah. And okay. Then you're giving away up to 3,000 rand each night.
Yeah, 3,000 rand each night, inshallah. Yeah,
at least one participant can walk away with 1,000 rand.
And live happily ever after. Okay, so that's tomorrow night and Sunday night. Okay, okay. Are you ready for your last question, Samiha Bika Ibrahim? Okay, here we go, sister. How many hadith does the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi contain? A, 3,000, B, 20,000, or C, 30,000?
B, 30,000.
30, mashallah. Correct, Mawlana Suhaib Saab. It's one of the largest hadith compilations in existence, compiled by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi and arranged in order of the seniority of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Mashallah, so she walks away with 6 out of 6, Mawlana Suhaib Saab, 100%. Mashallah.
Yes, she made Al-Aqsa school proud. Mashallah, well done to you, Samiha Pika Ibrahim from Al-Aqsa.
Jazakallah, Samiha, well done to you. Okay, congratulations to you and to your school. Nabat, here goes your question, Mawlana Suhaib.
Nabat, are you ready for your final question?
Yes.
It's also multiple choice. Which khalif punished Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi for not accepting the Mu'tazilite doctrines? Was it A, Mutawakkil, B, Mu'tasim, or C, Ma'mun? A, B, or C?
B, Al-Mu'tasim.
Mashallah, that's correct also.
Mashallah. Yeah, Mawlana Suhaib, maybe some other time, inshallah, we'll talk a little about this great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, lessons from the life of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, and also the legacy of the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, Mawlana Suhaib.
Yes, so that brings us to the end of our legend quiz. For week one, we had different schools, at least 9 schools participating this week, different participants, different schools. This evening, we had Al-Aqsa School, Samiha Bika Ibrahim representing them, as well as Johannesburg Muslim School. We had Nabat Ali representing JMS. So JMS walks away with 4 points, Maulana Muhammad Kara. Nabat just got the second one incorrect for 2 points. She had to complete the hadith, show mercy to the inhabitants of the earth, and the one in the heaven will show mercy on you. So she just missed out on that one there, but she still receives 4 out of 6. And then mashallah to Samiha Pika Ibrahim from Al-Aqsa School in Indonesia, she walks away with 6 points. So congratulations to both our participants.